हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके So, Songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas, Chartana by Narottam Das Thakur, page 40, from the last verse of Song 23. Seva Ashe, Narottama Kande Diva Nishi, Kripa Kare Kara More Anugata Dasi. Narottam Das weeps day and night for want of devotional service, so please make me your obedient and faithful maidservant. So this aspect of maidservant, I mean, you have the aspect of as a physician, as serving as a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, but also the aspect of maidservant basically means maidservant just means they just do the needful. You know, whatever is necessary, that's what they're getting done. It's not that there's a particular prestige or something like that. Like, let's say the queen is serving, but she has her position, status, that, others. But maidservant just means, no, it's whatever needs to be done. So that aspect of that complete surrender the gopis have. And then you see this unique aspect of the maidservants where it's all about Radha and Krishna's being together and their happiness, not about your own, right? It means for Radharani, it's all about Krishna's happiness. But they're the ones involved in directly bringing about that happiness. While the maidservants are simply assisting to bring about those interactions. So it's a quite a unique position of surrender. That's you know, we should understand that rather than simply from, you know, the angle of this that means that particular kind of position and all that, because then we're just dealing with the sambandha aspect, you know, with you know, the, what do you call it? Sankarsana. That's it, generally it's always dealt with. But what's being brought out here is that we have the aspect of the prajumna, it's an attitude. So in other words, maidservant is a specific attitude. Well, most take it as a particular position. And so that's why we got into some problems before with some of the songs where then they're looking at this position and trying to see where and this and that. And, you know, maybe Prabhupada's saying kind of like his close friend, like Madhu Mangal, you know, like that. But, you know, but why Madhu Mangal? There's other close friends. You know, and why that, and why is it they're the only close friends? So the gopis also call themselves friends, you know, like this. And then, you know, Krishna is the friend of all living entities. That means whatever the position, they're friends, you know. So it's just stretching it too far, because we're speculating on the Sankarsana aspect rather than appreciating the Prajumna aspect, which just means that full surrender. That's what Bhishma Dev is appreciating on the bed of arrows, is that gopi's attitude of surrender, that is so unique. That for him, it's not about the particular service they render. It's about their full surrender. That's then what is special. Then Uddhava sees that the Braj Vasis, their full surrender, and then of them, the gopis, and of them, Srimati Radharani. So then, that's what's being appreciated. So when he wants to be, you know, a blade of grass in Vrindavan, it's because he appreciates them so much. He just wants to be blessed with the dust from their lotus feet. You know, Brahma is saying the same. But you see, he goes back to Dwarka and performs the service. But he's appreciating that attitude and feels their attitude can enhance the quality of his service, whatever his position is. So that's why you see, even those who are worshippers of the Lord in Vaikuntha, they appreciate this, the scene in Vrindavan and the service of the gopis, because just the surrender is so perfect. That like it mentions, there's no surrender more perfect than the gopis. So everyone's inspired by them. It's just like when you have heroes, you're not going to be the hero. You're not going to do anything, anywhere near what the hero does. But that attitude is there, and it will improve the quality of your day-to-day life, your view on things, how you apply yourself and everything like that. So in that way, the gopis are the heroes for the whole of the spiritual world. Like that. But it's the attitude that you're taking. So the sahajiyas take it by the position, and therefore that's where the speculation comes. And these others, there's no speculation. They're not speculating, like that. So does that make sense?
Also, Maharaj, this in the definition itself, the pure unalloyed service in Vrindavan naturally has this full surrender.
Yes. So all Brajvasis have that. And then of that, in other words, you're talking about the highest perfection. And within that, it even gets more. So that's why you see the discussions with Ramananda Rai. Once he came to the point of pure devotional service, he says, all right, now we have a solid foundation. And then you're going through the majesty and this and that. And then you get to Vrindavan. Okay, here. But then he just keeps going. Because it's so sweet, he just wants to go more and more and more and more. Until like that. So... yes, but that pure unalloyed devotion, that's common to all Rajvasis. That's the thing. Yeah. Song 24. Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Our glories to Shri Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. All glories to Sri Advaita and all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kripa Kori, Sabe Mile, Karaha Karuna, Adhama Patita Jane, Na Kari Ha Grin. All of you kindly be compassionate on me and do not reject this most fallen soul. Aitina Samsara, Maje, Tuya Parasar, Bhaviya, Dekino mane gati nahi ar. I have carefully considered and concluded that your lotus feet are the only essence in this material world. There is no other way. Se pada pabara ashe, keda ute mane, vyakula hridaya sada kariye karandane. To obtain the shelter of those lotus feet, I always lament. My heart becomes overwhelmed. Thus I cry. Kirupa, Kirupe, Paiba, Kichu, Napai, Sandhana, Prabhu Lokanatha, Pada, Nakila, Smarana. I have neither information of how to obtain them, nor do I remember the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Lokanath Goswami. Tumi, Ta, Dayalu, Prabhu, Chaha, Eka, Bhara, Narottama Hridayera Gucha O Andakara. You are the most munificent Lord, therefore please help me. Your merciful, please keep your merciful vision upon me and dissipate the darkness of the heart of Narottam Das. Yeah, so you see here is that because how is this all going to come? So he comes up to that platform where he's talking about being able to render service in Vrindavan under the shelter of Rupa Goswami by the grace of his spiritual master, by the recommendation of his spiritual master. But he's pointing out that unless he gets that mercy of Gorni Tai and the members of the Panchatattva, he doesn't even remember about this, or even about his spiritual master and his teachers. He's just always, forgetful, right? And then, but at the same time, he's just aware of that. So therefore, then he's being aware, therefore he's lamenting on how he's not being absorbed in the Lord, like that. And then by the grace of the spiritual master, by the grace of Gorni Tai, then everything will be perfect. Okay, so these were all in the grouping of longing. So we see as we started off with the mercy of the Lord, then we came up into these particular aspirations of hoping for attaining that kind of service at the lotus feet of Rupa. And so then, but then he brings it back down. So basically, this is only going to happen by the grace of Gaurdatta. Right? So now we go into the next. Yes.
So then actually here, the last verse indicates that now he has come to the stage that where he is fully dependent on the mercy of the Lord.
Yes.
The mood is of that, like.
Yes, 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 very good.
That is also, the, in one sense, a very advanced position where we don't actually think in that way otherwise.
Yeah, yeah, that's like he says, to obtain shelter as lotus feet, I always lament, my heart becomes overwhelmed as I cry. He's always desiring that, but he's feeling, I'm never remembering, I'm never absorbed in service, I'm never. So he's seeing himself as unqualified, but he's focused on that. So he has that full surrender. Well, before, you know, he's making the point of I'm so foolish, I'm absorbed in the material, this and that. Here it's just a matter of, I'm always absorbed in trying to, you know, gain their mercy, even though he feels he may not have, but only their mercy is the only thing of value. Yes, no, so that's a very good point. Very good point. But no, I mean, song 25. So now the next section. Sadaka deho chita lasa. The devotee's feelings of separation. Hari hari kave mora hoibe sudina. Bajiba shi radha krishna naya. Ohaya prema dhina. O Lord Hari, when will that auspicious day arrive? When I will worship Sri Radha and Krishna, being absorbed in love of God. Sujantare Mishaya Gaba Sumadhuratana Anande Kariba Dohara Rupa Guna Gana. I will sing a sweet tune, mixing it with the sound of a beautiful musical instrument, and with ecstasy glorify the form and qualities of Radha Krishna. Right, so the sweet tune is the main thing. So in other words, the glories of the Lord, that they like that, sung a nice tune that brings about the Lord's pleasure. You know, it's attracted to the Lord. It's sung, in other words, his glories are there. They're sung in a nice tune. And then he says, mixed with the sound of the beautiful musical instruments. So it's not that the instrumental is a major aspect in all that. It's just that the glorification of the Lord and all that. And then as we'll bring out the wonderfulness for the Lord's satisfaction, then the musical instruments are playing. Therefore, there's always a balance. It's never a fight and things like that. You know, the drum is perfectly supporting the, you know, the timing that's going on and bringing out whatever, how the moods are going, slow or fast. And, you know, the kartals are also then very nicely, they're not doing something far out, or you're not trying to show off new techniques, you know, how you can do all these kind of things and all that kind of jazz. You know, you're dealing with, it's just how it brings out the mood. Right? In other words, playing the kaltals doesn't set the mood. It's the name that sets the mood. And then the tune helps us that, and then the instruments assist that. And so then you can, if that's understood, that balance, then you can get very, very wonderful things between the tune, I mean the song, the tune, and then all the arrangements that are there. Right? So that's the whole point. It's about expressing one's happiness about Radha and Krishna. It's not about a professionalism that you're better at it, all this and that. Means if you're a professional, that's nice because then you can make a more sweet presentation. But to say no, because we're technically better, that's why our kirtan's better, then you've missed the whole point. I mean, like maybe 180 degrees. Radhika Govinda Bali Kandiba Uchai Sware Bijibe Sakala Anga Nayanera Nire. I will cry loudly, saying, Radhika, Govinda, and my whole body will be wet with tears streaming from my eyes. Say Bara, Karuna, Kara, Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunatha Dasa Mora, Shri Jiva, Jivana. O lords of my life, Shri Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunatha Das, and Shri Jiva, please be merciful on me this time. E Bara Karuna Kara Lalita Vishaka Shakya Bhave Sri Dhamma Subala Adi Saka. O Lalita, O Vishaka, please be merciful to me this time. O Sri Dhamma, Subala, and all the Sakas of Krishna, please be merciful to me. So he's even getting the mercy of the cowherd boys, you know, because they're always with Krishna, they're always. So if they bless him, then he can get service. Because the point is about getting service, right? Sometimes it gets too narrow. Oh, no, we're only interested in this aspect. And if you ask them, then you're going to have that. No. We have a particular thing in all these wide ranges there. Like that. The gopis, Katyayana Vrata, they were worshiping Durga that they'll get service to Krishna. Right? You know, so you have to appreciate, you know, how these things work like that. Sabe mili kara daya puruka mora asha pratana karaye sara narottam das. All of you kindly bless me so that my desires may be fulfilled. Thus Narottam Das always prays. Right? So this is, you know, it, how you say, putting in feelings of separation, but it's also a lasa, it's also a something he's trying to achieve, like that. Next one, Sadaka Dihochita, Sri Vrindavan Vasa Vasa. The devotee's aspiration to reside in Sri Vrindavan. Why does this say feelings of separation? It is, but it's a lasa. It's an aspiration. You should change that separation to aspiration. Does that make sense? On 25?
Yes, Maharaj. Yes,
Maharaj. It's this exact same thing. Then we say aspiration. You know, it's just, yeah. Hari Hari Varaki Emana Dasa Hava. Hava. E Bhava Samsara Jaji Parama Anande Maji Arakabe Braja Bhumi Java. O Lord Harapri, when will that day come when I leave this mature world and go to the land of Braja, absorbed in transcendental bliss? Sukamaya Vrindavana Kabe Habe Darashan Se Duli Lagibe Kabe Se Duli Lagibe Kabe Gai Prema Gada Gada Haya Radha Krishna Nama Laya Kandiya Bedaiba Ubharai. When will I smear my body with the dust of blissful Vrindavan? I will wander about Vrindavan chanting the names of Radha and Krishna in a voice choked with ecstatic love. Nibrita Nikuncha Jana Najaya Asange Pranama Haya Dakiba Haradha Natha Bali Kabe Jamu Nara Tire Parasa Kariba Nire Kabe Piba Kara Pute Tuli. Going to a solitary place at Nikunja Forest, I will offer my full obeisances and call out, O Radha Natha, when will I go to the bank of the Jamuna and drink a palmful of water? Arkabe emana habo Sri Rasa Mandale Jabo Kabe Gada Gadi Dibo Tai Vamsivata Chaya Paya Parama Ananda Haya Pariya Rahiba Tara Chaya. When will that day come that I enter Sri Rasamandala and roll on the ground in ecstasy? When will I stand in the shade of Vamsivat in complete transcendental bliss? Kave Govardhana Giri Dekivo Nayano Bhari Kave Habe Radha Kundavas Brahmite Brahmite Kabe E Deha Patana Habe Kahe Dina Narottamo Das. When will I see Govardhan Hill, my eyes brimming with tears? And when will I be able to live at Radhakund? When, after wandering about Vrindavan in this way, will my body collapse? Poor unfortunate Narottam Das thus laments. Hari Hari Ar Kabe Pala Tibe Das. Hari Hari. Hari Hari Ara Kabe Pala Tibe Dasa. E Saba Kareya Bhame Java Vrindavan Thame E Mane Kareyachi Ash. O Lord Hari, when will my condition change so that I can abandon everything and go to Vrindavan? So it's kind of like a lamentation of aspirations. I'm not sure how you put that together, because in one they just put the lamentation, the other put the aspiration. But it's actually a combination of both. Or the devotee's lamentation at aspiring to reside at Sri Vrindavan. I'm not sure how you do that. It gets a bit big. Dana jana putra dvare e shava kariyadvure e kanta thaya kabe chavo. Savo sab dukha paribhari vrindavane bhasha kari madhu kari magiya kaiva. When will I give up wealth, followers, sons, wife, and go to Vrindavan? When will I forget all my distresses and simply reside in Vrindavan? When will I maintain my livelihood by begging like a bee? Jamunara Jala Jena Amrita Samana Hena Kabe Piba Udara Puriya Kabe Radha Kunda Jale Snana Kari Kutahale Shamakunda Rahiba Padiya. When will I consider the water of Jamuna as nectarine and drink to my full satisfaction? When will I take bath in the waters of Radhakund and lie down on the banks of Shamakund? Right, yeah, so these aspirations, like before, as was explained before, he wasn't married, right? Narottam Das Thakur?
I don't think Samaraj is married. We didn't hear in his lifetime.
Yes, well, the explanation he didn't get, I didn't see. I think Shamananda got married. Mm-hmm. But I get the idea that Narottam didn't. I'm not sure about Srinivasacharya. So here, when I give up wealth, followers, sons, wife, and go to Vrindavan, so it means that's the point of the not danam, not janam, not sundarim, all of this, is that you have these things you may not have, but there may be in the mind different things or benefits you can get from these positions and all that kind of thing. So then all that is being given up here. Right? Because as I mentioned before, is that only by giving up material desire, then you can actually live in Vrindavan, right? That's that's why we see that previous song, by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Then you can give up all that material aspirations. And then following Lord Chaitanya, then you can get that service to Srimati Radharani. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so when was Jumuna's nectarine? Because of it being how you say connected to Krishna and his pastimes and the wonderfulness there, not when will I consider the water as nectar to drink, because now it's polluted because of all the factories in Noida, and so we have to get out there and march and do something to purify so we can drink to our full satisfaction. Here Narottam Das Thakur is the leader of our rejuvenate Jamuna program. No. We're not talking this mundane point. The river is always transcendental. So when you see like that, then you see properly. The sea that is contaminated, no, for your vision it's contaminated. It means people shouldn't be offensive to the river and put pollutants into it. So that you can do, but that's because of the river. But we're talking about don't pollute the Ganga or the Jamuna, because that's what the karmas are talking about. You know what I'm saying? A completely different approach, completely different matter, completely different mood. Hrami ba dvarasa bhane rasa keli jay jay stane prema bheshe gada gadi jiya shudhaiba jane jane brajabasi gana stane ni ve diva charana dariya. When will I travel to the 12th forest where various pastimes of Radha and Krishna took place and roll on the ground? When will I fall at the feet of the Brajvasis and inquire about the locations of the pastimes? Right, because the local Brajvasis, they're there, they know, you know, what happened here, what happened there, they can tell you. No, because they live in that place. So they live in that place and they think about Krishna and that and the pastimes that went on there. You know. Bojanera stana kabe nayana go gochara habe ara jato ache upabhana tara madhye vrindavana narotama dasera mana asha kare jugala charana. When will I see the place where Krishna ate with his cowherd boyfriends? When will I visit the forest and sub-forest of Vrindavan? Hankering in this way, Narottam Das desires the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Right? So where he ate with the cowherd boyfriends, because there they eat together. Right? The gopis don't eat with Krishna. They serve Krishna. They feed Krishna. So when Krishna eats with somebody, he's either eating with Nanda Baba and the other cowherd boys, or he, let's say at noontime, he comes and he'll bring some of the cowherd boys with him, and then he'll eat together with them. You know, so when Krishna sits with all of them and performs wonderful pastimes, that's there. But the gopis, they serve. And then after they've eaten, then they take amongst themselves, right? Then they'll serve Radharani and the others. Then after that, the maidservants, they'll eat together, you know, what's left, and then, you know, discuss things and kind of like that. Song 28.
All right.
Huh.
This longing of a devotee is a kind, is a prerequisite in one sense to understand and enter into the aprakat pastimes, because unless this longing is there for seeing Krishna, and then otherwise then it's like more kind of materialistic when we see a place as just a kind of place. Okay, it has all the facilities rather than having.
Yes. See, it's not, means like we said, you can just see it on that Sambandha aspect that this happened there, or you can see it here in the pastimes, or within the pastimes and the moods that are being experienced there, like that. So in other words, the same place can be viewed from, you know, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, you know, or any kind of combination, or you can also be seen like what you said from the material platform. What's going to be the best situation, the best this, the best that. And so then we may get distracted by that, because best means what's best for Krishna's service. Yeah? That's what it means. Best means what's best for Krishna's service. So that's what then we're trying to accomplish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also,
if you don't have desire, how does it become a need? Like on the material platform, by association, you develop a material desire. By contemplating that, you need. When you need, then there's the willpower to be engaged in the activity. So thinking, feeling, willing. So if you don't think, there'll be no feelings. If there's no feelings, there'll be no willing.
Also, the point of Dham is not a material location, but it's a consciousness in which we see the place itself.
That's there, but the Dham also is there itself, even if we don't see it. In other words, someone comes to Mayapur, they're in Mayapur, even if they're in material consciousness, they're getting benefits. So if they don't commit offense, just by being like the animals, they live in Mayapur, they get purified by living here because they're not committing an offense. So then they, their next life, they're liberated, right? You know, so the whole point is the Dham is the Dham, the name is the name. Then there's the point of we have the proper consciousness, then we're able to perceive the Dham. Otherwise, on the Dham, there's a thin coating of Prauda Maya. And so we just see it as an ordinary place. But if you have, like he's saying here, this desire to attain and to serve and have the qualification by the mercy of, you know, Guru and Garanga, then we can, that, then you'll be able to see beyond that external aspect. You know, like, you know, if you're seeing that, you know, it's hot, oh, there's so much, you know, disease and so many people and so much this and that, then you're only looking at the Prauda Maya. Right? That doesn't mean you're full, not foolish. But the point is you understand is the Dham is there and it's allowing all these things to go on. So the specialty of the Dham is that Tathasta Shakti is functioning there. It means Tathasta Shakti is functioning in keeping the jiva in a material body, because that's material and spiritual together. But here also, it has the aspects of material and spiritual vision in the same place at the same time. So one person can be seeing the Dham, the other person just sees an ordinary place. So you have all that going on. So that's why then there's a desire to obtain, you know, when will I see Vrindavan like this? I will go and I'll want to know where the place is and I'll roll in the dust in ecstasy and I'll appreciate and drink the water of the Jamuna and all these different aspects, that I'll be able to appreciate the glories of the Dham. Because otherwise, then there's the tendency is to not. You know, we've just taken it as a place. Like I think devotees, when they first Prabhupada took the devotees to Vrindavan and, you know, went out on Parik Ram and all that, Prabhupada took them out, you know, go see the temple and so on. And then one of the devotees wrote an article for BTG, and he was, you know, he was mentioning about the pigs and the drain and this and that and all these things like that. And, that, you know, and then he points out, but above all this, then there's a transcendental, you know, why do you have to mention this? But that's what you saw. Prabhupada Maya's there, you got to see that. But that doesn't mean that that's what the Dham is. So Prabhupada didn't appreciate the article at all. You know, why would you look at it in this way? You know, oh, it's just, you know, I was making it real and all. No, it's not. That's the illusion. You're pointing out the illusion and then saying that's real. So, yeah. Okay. Song 28. So on the same kind of line. Karanga, Kopina, Laya, Laya, Chenda, Kanta, Gaya, Dia. Karanga Kaupina Laya Chanda Kata Kanta Gaya Dia Teya Teya Jiva Shakala Vishaya Krishne Anuranga Habe Rajera Nikunje Habe Jaya Kariba Nijalaya Hari Hari Kabe Mora Haibe Sudina. When will I give up all material sense gratification and accept only a water pot, loincloth, and torn garments? But the kanta means that blanket that they carry. Like Lord Chaitanya was saying about, no, I mean Krishna's Kaviraj, that the Sanatana Goswami only carried a water pot and the kanta, the torn blanket. It means a blanket, where a torn blanket means not that the blanket has a big rip in it, necessarily. But the blanket is made out of old clothes. You know, all the clothes that wear out and have holes in it and stuff like that. You sew them all together. You do it expertly, so you don't put all the holes in a line. You know? And like this. But the point is, because it's so worn out, it's so soft, that it's more fluffy. And so you put together so many layers, it's very, very warm. Right? And it also, it's not stiff, so it bends around your body very nicely, so it can close nicely. It's very efficient, like that. And so it works very nicely for that. So it's made out of torn garments, old garments, but it doesn't mean it itself necessarily is torn. Does that make sense? Yeah. And the kopens, it means like here, you can mention them, like hope in Kanta, you know, it mentions in the Sad Goswami Astika, or like in Sanatana Goswami, it doesn't mention that. But that's the three things. They have the water pot, they have the kopens, and they have the Kanta. When will I develop attachment for Krishna and go live in a Nikunja, in the Nikunja groves of Raja? Oh Lord Hari, when will that auspicious day come? Right? So he's saying, when will I develop attachment for Krishna? That's why he's going there. To go there, remember Krishna, be absorbed in Krishna. He's not going there to perfect himself. That's the difference. The Bhajananandi, then he's going there to develop his bhaja. Right? And this we're talking about someone as a Bhajanandi, they have already perfected their bhaja. So there's a difference. So that's why then the point, someone is just absorbed in the Lord, then that's very nice. But as a sadhana, that's not the point. Goshtiananda is the thing. And then you even see is that these great personalities, then they're still preaching. Even though they may be absorbed in bhajan like that, that they preach. Right? So someplace then Jiva Goswami points out, Goshtiananda means a group of Bhajananandis who get together and organize preaching. Right? So they're doing bhajan. It's not that Goshtinandi does not bhajan. So they're absorbed in the world. But it's so nice you want others to also appreciate it. Fala Mula Bindavane Kaya Diva Abhasane Brahmiva Haya Udasina Sitala Jamuna Jale Snana Kori Kuta Hale Prema Beshe Anandita Haya. When will that day be mine that I wander in Vrindavan like a mendicant eating only fruits and roots at the end of the day? When will I take bath in the Jamuna in loving ecstasy and wander about Vrindavan with my hands raised, crying out the names of Radha and Krishna? So he's taking bath in Jamuna in loving ecstasy. He's not just taking a bath because it's hot and he wants to that, or, oh, this is an annoyance because it's cold and things like that. He's taking because out of loving ecstasy, he's taking this bath. So they're happy to take bath because they get to remember Krishna, be absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. And in the side effect is they get, you know, clean. They're clean, their clothes are clean. And things like that. Bahura Upara Bahu Tuli Vrindavane Kuli Kuli Krishna Bali Vedava Kandiya Dekiba Shanketa Stana Jurabe Tapita Prana Prema Beshe Gada Gadi Diva. As soon as I see Shanketa of Shanketa. Okay, Shanketa, the secret meeting place of Radha and Krishna. I will roll on the ground of love and my burning life will be satiated. I will call out, where is Sri Radha, my life and soul? And where is Giribhada Dhari, my beloved Lord? That's from the next one. This is where is Radha Krishna. That's the next one. Kanta Radha.
Just I will call out is where it ends. Here this one is just, he's saying I'll just in that right. Mood of like love, then Gadgadi.
Yeah, and then in the next one it says, oh, where is Radha, where is Krishna? As the male and female parents sing of the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, while sitting in a Madhvikunja, I will sit under the tree the whole day listening to them. My burning heart will find relief. But because the male and female parents, because they're birds, they can go, they can be there, because the kunja means it's in, under the boughs of the trees. So generally it's what you have is you have four trees. And then all their nice branches are all there, and by the creepers that it makes like a room. And so then in that room, but because it's a tree, birds live in trees. So then they can be in the tree while Radha and Krishna in the kunja, while others may be there or may not be there, depending upon the particular how the pastime is unfolding. And so the Sukhansari, then they see all these things, and so then they discuss them all. Right, and in their discussions, then you know they'll be either be discussing the wonderfulness of them like that, or in that, then the male parrot will be taking Krishna's side, the female parrot will take Radharani's side. So if there's an argument, then it'll go on that way. And so in this